This is 307 Net Info, connecting community. This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Info, and today I'm joined by Ashley Bassett and Bailey Underwood. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Great. How about you?
Well, thank you, and nice to see you. We've got an important event to talk about, From the Ashes to the Table, and that's an event which is coming together on October the 19th, and it's really to provide more funds and more support for those affected by the house draw fire back in August. It seems a long time ago, but recovery efforts are still very much underway. Ashley, can you tell me a little bit about the event and why it's important?
Well, From the Ashes to the Table, the thought process behind it is let's bring our community together to support one another, celebrate the losses, or not celebrate the losses, excuse me, but celebrate the wins and talk about the losses and figure out where we go next.
So can you tell me, what are the losses? I mean, there was a lot of land that was burned. We know it was the biggest fire in the state's history, you know, exclusively within our state lines. But what were those losses?
Well over 151,000 acres. And when you convert that to miles, that's 240 square miles of grassland that were just poof, gone in 48 hours, stretching from north of KC all the way to north of I-90. And it was catastrophic. We had people trying to save their cattle, trying to save their grass, trying to save their homes.
The value of that grassland is that it's basically what producers, what cattle and sheep farmers are using to live on.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it was fall grass. A lot of cattle were on the mountain, yes, but now they don't have that grass to come home to. Their sheep don't have that grass to come home to. And their hay supplies burned up for the wintertime, and so they're having to do double duty. You know, what am I going to feed my cows in the fall, let alone in the wintertime? We've got people that are trucking cattle east, looking for pasture all over. We've got people hauling hay in. There's a lot of things going on. Fall run is underway. Fall work is always a stressful, busy time. But this is just a whole other layer on top of it. And so that's kind of the idea from behind of the Ashes to the Table is let's bring everybody together so that our town community, our urban part of our community, can see what the rural part of our community is doing. And for our rural community to know that the urban side is behind them. You know, we're going to rebuild this community, and it's going to take several years to do it. It's not just a one-and-done thing.
You make a good point, because if you live in town and you don't have a connection, a strong connection to a ranching family of some sort, whether you're related to them or through some other connection, these people, you don't see them very much because they're very busy out on their ranches, out on their land, doing what they do to earn a living.
And the dynamics of Johnson County have changed over the years, that there's a lot of new people who live here who don't realize the tradition or the family tradition and links that go back generation after generation after generation. So they might know somebody through where they see them, whether they work at the hospital or at a bank, but they don't make the correlation that, hey, that was their place that burned up.
So how many people were actually impacted? Do we know?
I don't know what the number is off the top of my head, but there was a lot of them, because you've got your landowners and then you've got your leasees, because a lot of those guys graze land and lease land from one another out there. And plus there was those that don't even own cattle. You look at the folks out on Cook Road, they were a lot of in that subdivision, they were running, trying to save their place as well. So it wasn't just grassland or ranching land that went, but there were some other homes that were very closely affected as well.
And we were very fortunate that there were no homes lost, no significant structures were lost, and nor was there any loss of life. But the impact, I think it's hard to get your head around if you're not in that community, if you're not operating in that world. I mean, there were some logistics. So much fence has burned down, for example.
Hundreds and hundreds of acres of fence that's going to have to be rebuilt. And, you know, finding the people to do it, because there's only so many fencing companies that can come in or that will come in or have the time, or they're not already leased out. So, you know, and the funny thing, and it's not funny, it's just the way it is in our community, is Johnson County is probably the most caring community I've ever seen. And living in different places, this community is absolutely amazing. But when, like with the Johnson County Fire Relief Fund, they've been doing producer interviews, and they said almost every single one of those interviews has started with, you know what, make sure you take care of my neighbor because my neighbor needs it worse than I do. And everybody always wants to take care of each other first instead of putting their own needs out there, that, you know, the neighbors, you make sure the neighbor is taken care of before you worry about me. So I think that is one thing that we all have to remember, to check in on our neighbor, because it does affect not just financially and what you see out there, but the mental health side of it is huge too.
The emotional aspect of all the stress and the upheaval, mm-hmm. and the unknowingness and having to work through all the, there is aid out there, but a lot of it comes with very, lots of strings attached, lots of red tape. I mean, there's a lot of bureaucracy that, you know, typically, you know, you really just don't feel like doing. And you add that on top of trying to make sense of everything that's happened. That's a very stressful thing to encounter.
You know, and that's one thing the Johnson County Fire Relief Fund has been phenomenal in. There's a group of people that have come together, and they have sat down and put together the questions that need to be asked for a lot of that aid. And they have gone to the producers and the ranchers and said, what do you need? What keeps you awake at night? How can we help you? How many miles do you think? They've asked a lot of those questions so that we can start pulling that data and looking for other sources to help, you know, fund things as they come up, whether it be feed or fencing or, you know, a lot of people lost haystacks. And so they've not only having to replace the hay, they got to have someplace to put the hay when it comes. And then the wildlife factor is in there. The hunting loss is in there. There's a lot of different levels, and people don't realize those levels trickle down to Main Street, that the rock is just, or the fire is just the rock dropped in the puddle. That when the rancher suffers, or when something like this happens to somebody in your community, it trickles all the way down because they're not able to spend the money on Main Street. They're not able to support some of the things that they've supported before, or a business isn't able to step up because their dollars have increased. It doesn't affect just one group. It affects a whole community. So,
and I've actually talked in, and I'll post links next to some of those features as well with Chairman Novotny from the County Commissioners about how it can trickle down this way and that way, and also with Meg Scales when we talked about the Johnson County Fire Relief Fund itself, but also the environmental aspect as well. You know, that, I mean, it just really touches a fire of this magnitude, and the issue that we keep coming back to is the scale, the enormity of the fire. That is really what has provided us with this humongous challenge.
Yeah. It started in one spot and it just went everywhere like a spider web. I mean, there was no one set direction. It
and took, so quickly.
Yeah.
In just a few short
hours,
days.
Yeah. 24.
Yeah. So the event, Ashes to the Table, can you explain what it is? What's the vision?
Well, Ashes to the Table is we are going to shut down Main Street, and we are going to stretch a great big long dinner table, Johnson County's longest dinner table, we're thinking. But it will run from the bridge on across Crazy Woman clear to Angus Street. We'll actually have 2 to 3 tables about that long. And we're going to have a great big barbecue. And it'll be a free dinner. We're not going to sell tickets or anything. We just ask for a donation to benefit the Johnson County Fire Relief. And then we're going to wrap up, with a band that night, Kellen Smith and
The Nate Champion Band.
I just went blank. They're going to start playing at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we've got a lot of people that are jumping in and helping out, community members, from baking cookies and providing hamburgers to potato salad to, you know, they just come from, they're bringing their tables for us.
Who do you want to come? Is this for ranching folks or Bailey?
No, so we want the ranchers to come, of course. If you've been directly affected by the fire, of course, we would love to see you there. But no, the people that live in town, in KC or in town in Buffalo, we want them to come too and come meet your local ranchers and see who's been all directly affected by this. And we want the firefighters there too. So if you're on a local fire crew, come. If you are on, you know, an upper end fire crew, if you were out here in Johnson County fighting fire for us, please join us.
You know, it's not limited to just Johnson County. It's open to any and everybody. That, you know, they asked, how many people are you planning for? And we said, we have no idea. We're planning. And we're going to have a celebration and we'll... But yeah, like Billy said,
everybody's invited.
We want everybody to come in.
So this is really just a way for you to kind of recognize either the fact that you are part of a community that was highly impacted, and you will feel this. You may not know exactly how you're going to feel it yet, but there are chances that you are going to feel this. There's going to be less money to go around because many of our producers will have less income to spend in our stores and so on. We're going to have maybe less hunters coming and using our outfitters. We're all going to feel the impact in some way or other. So it's a coming together, just in the same way that people came together and actually fought the fire in those first 48 hours when it was such a threat.
You know, there was a lot of compliments from firefighters and whatnot from other places that came over how fast the Johnson County community rallied behind everybody and jumped in. And there's churches in town that have been providing meals to ranchers while they're trying to work cows and cleaning house, or they helped wash slurry off the houses and everything. So, I mean, it's a big, big pool of people coming together, and we want to celebrate everybody. And like, we want our guys, our ranchers out there in the hills to know, this is your community, we're your community, and we're all going to get this through this together. You are not alone. And we want the people in town to know, this is your community, and these guys out in the hills, they need you now more than they've ever probably needed you.
And I think you may be surprised at how many of those last names you know. Maybe your kid is on a soccer team or some other team, you know, maybe they play sports or whatever it is, and you actually do know these people. It's a large number of people. I think the number of 60 was sort of commonly used to the number of stakeholders who in some way or other have been negatively impacted.
Yeah.
That's a very significant proportion of our community. And they have come. They all have families, and everybody is going to be affected. So, you talked about who this is for. If people want to be involved and help you out, because you have no idea how big your task is, are you looking for help as well?
We would love their help.
We'll take any help. We'll take any help we can get.
You know, we're searching. We know we're going to need at least 1,000 folding chairs. So we're gathering folding chairs, and we're gathering plastic or folding tables, you know, 100 to 125 minimum. There's, you know, we're coming up with all sorts of things. We'll have a cash bar with the invasion out of KC. They'll be up to help with that. And we'll have a kids area. We got a lead on some fun little activities for that today that we weren't really expecting, but we're definitely going to jump on that.
So who should somebody contact if they say, yes, I'm in to help. I can just serve or I can provide something. What would you like them to do?
You know, they can give me a call. They can stop in and talk to Bailey at the flower shop and at her store, or else they can get on the Johnson County Fire Relief Fund.com website. And there is a tab that is designated to the Ashes to the Table dinner. And there's a jot form that they can fill out that says, I'd like to donate so many dozen cookies, or I'd like to donate so much coleslaw or beans, or, you know, we need help with hamburger buns still, and sides. We'll have potato salad, coleslaw, cookies, buns, and I think corn. Did I miss something?
Yep. No. But yeah, there's a few different ways to donate. So you could donate a food item if we're still in need of it, and it'll be on the jot form. Or if you own a business here in town, or even if you as a family want to donate a table for the event, we're taking table sponsorships.
Yeah, the idea behind the table sponsorship is a sponsorship of a table is $300, and you get to decorate that table however you want to promote your business or your livelihood or whatever. And then everybody gets to come, you know, we're all going to sit down together and we'll recognize our firefighters and our ranchers and everybody, the first responders that were on scene. You know, those guys are important. This is our county, and we want to make sure that everybody knows. So that's why we're shutting down Main Street of all of them. And
so it's an ambitious project. I wish you well with it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's a really great coming together. And as you say, so many different ways to recognize and acknowledge people's service and their need and the way that we're all actually connected and combined together. The event's on Saturday, October the 19th. That could be chilly. What are you recommending people do?
Dress for the weather and wear a coat. We talked about, do we have a weather situation, or, you know, do we have an alternate location? And we finally decided, no, we don't. our ranchers don't get to go home when it's cold outside. Wear your coat. And as one rancher put it today, if it rains that day, we'll have another one the next day, and we'll just keep having them as long as it keeps raining.
Or if it starts snowing, we'll just keep having them.
Oh gosh, I'm going to really be tired. We're all going to be like, we need a break. But, you know, we don't have an inclement weather plan. It's going to happen, and it's going to go fantastic, and we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, thank you very much indeed for sharing everything that this event is about. I think it's going to be the largest single Main Street event that we've had for some time, probably.
At least for the year.
And I hope you have a really great time on that evening. I will be joining you. And thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.